Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
What up, y'all? It's KMB, the Sexy Ninja, and the place to be for a Paper Saber Universe, and this is the New World Podcast, brother. We're talking about NXT, the countdown to Stand and Deliver, April 2nd, 2024. Vic Joseph, Booker T on commentary. We have a big match that starts off the night. But before that, we have Mello and Trick pulling up. I love these things because they all are just walking in. Every time anybody's rolling up, everyone's just like walking randomly in the parking lot and stuff like that of the performance center. Every time, man, they're like, oh, here he comes, and they show him walking, and it's always in the parking lot, you know. So, and I'm beginning to know that building a little bit too well, because there's moments where they're backstage and I was like, oh yeah, they're here. I bet you $1 if I went to the performance center, I could be like, oh, I can navigate my way through this place. But we have the number one contendership match, Gallows and Anderson versus Axiom, Nathan Frazier versus LWO. Who is going to take on the Wolf Dogs? Well, that's Axiom and Nathan Frazier. And on my picks and predictions, I said whoever's going to face the Wolf Dogs are going to win those tag team championships, because we got to get Bron Breakker on the main roster. He's on SmackDown. And Baron Corbin can follow, too. You know, I think their time here has been great. I think it's time to move on. And Axiom and Nathan Frazier would be a great tag team, because they cut a promo afterwards with Kelly. They are going to Stand and Deliver WrestleMania weekend, biggest match of their careers. And I feel it's going to be good times. And Baron and Braun, of course, they come out holding those championships. And it's going to be, I think this tag team match is going to be crazy. It's going to start off my day at 9 a.m. Not this match in general, but Stand and Deliver. So Lexus King promo. Kid cuts a great promo, but he's also good in the ring. I want more. I want more, and I don't want this whole Von Wagner, Mr. Stone thing. I was like, just get past that. Let's get Lexus King to be a real threat. Yeah, all right. Then Ilya, he's about to go to dinner, but his car is booted. I love this cinematic NXT stuff, man. I really do. I think it really adds to the match. It adds to the drama. But he gets picked up, of course, by Tony's men, and they're going to go to dinner. So this is part one of three. And next up, we have Fallon Henley versus JC Jane. Of course, we got Kiana, Izzy, and Jasmine with JC. And then with Fallon, we got Thea and Jordan. Fun match. JC just lays one into Fallon Henley. That knee is devastating. I was like, holy shit. Oh, even I had to hold my jaw, because I was like, oh man, that hurt me. But JC got the win. Then afterwards, they're going through Gorilla, and they start yelling at Ava, and Ava's like, get out of here, we're on live TV. Then of course, here comes Sia, Jordan, and Fallon. They're yelling as well. And then Ava's like, you know what, fine. Six women tag match, JC Jane, Kiana James, Izzy versus Thea, Jordan, and Fallon at Stand and Deliver. So that match was added into the show. So, you know, I didn't pick any picks and predictions, but if I had to pick right now, I'm giving the win to JC. She's on a roll, you know, with her team, her, Kiana, and Izzy. I think they're going to get the win over Fallon, Thea, and Jordan. I'm just putting that out there. Now, Lexus King versus Von Wagner. Lexus King for the win. And like I said, I'm a little over this feud. I want more, and I like what Lexus said in his promo. He's like, hey man, you know, you don't have your Mr. Stone to protect you. You think this is a really good idea going against the king? Really? Really? Next up, we got Ava meeting with Mello, saying like, hey, we don't want no craziness. We want you guys to go face to face, go talk to each other, do what you need to do. And Mello's like, hey, I got my peeps. You know, they're going to do what they need to do as well. So then Carmen's with Natalya backstage, and they get interrupted by Roxanne. Like, I would have listened to every word Natalya said, and this and that. And then she goes, yeah, but my heroes are dead to me. Blah, metal. I just like this whole new attitude with Roxanne. And then we have Ariana Grace backstage looking for dresses for Gigi. You know, she's going to make Gigi fabulous and everything like that, because she got the win. And Ren Sinclair offends Ariana Grace and sets up our match later on. Lola Vice versus Carmen. And Lola Vice gets the win. I think I like Lola. I really do. I think she has a lot of potential to move up in the roster. And she won that women's breakout tournament. And she showed her chops and got and made that triple threat match happen at Vengeance Day. So I think Lola Vice is a star. And we just got to keep building her up and getting the wins under her belt. And she wins by submission. And here we go. Ilya and Tony Dinner Part 2. And I really like this vibe. Like I said, the cinema NXT cinematicness is so good. And he's rolling up. He's in the warehouse. He's walking around. He's seeing all these guys. You know, they're cutting wood. I don't know what the fuck they're all doing, but they're doing something. But once Ilya's walking through, they start following. And then Ilya sits down at the table. And here comes D'Angelo and the family. And D'Angelo sits down. And it's like, all right, to be continued. I'm like, oh, God damn it. And we go into the Supernova sessions with Metaphor. I really like Metaphor. I think they got a lot of charisma. They got a lot of talent, and I think that they're funny as fuck. But they really added nothing to this, but besides being the laugh track or the ooh in the background, because Lyra and Roxanne now can say some stuff to each other, and I think Lyra got Roxanne's ass. I'm not gonna lie. I think Lyra put some truth on it, and Roxanne did not like it, and they both get in a fight afterwards. But everything Lyra was saying is like, man, I'm gonna give you more to bitch about this Saturday, and all you do is bitch, Roxanne. You know, Indy Hartwell won that ladder match last year. You weren't fast enough to climb the ladder, and then in my match, you blame Lola, and I'm like, ah, she's got some truth here. But Roxanne, she's not going out. She's not going down without a fight, and her and Lyra get into it. But like I said, the whole time during this, I just love that Metaphor in the background. Ooh! Oh! And Lyra lays out Roxanne right into the table, setting the tone and walking into Stand and Deliver, you know, mighty, holding that championship. Oba, he's in the back. He's watching Dijak's package. They had one for Josh Briggs earlier, too, because they got that triple threat match. So Oba's like, hey, I will show you what I can do. And Oba Femi goes against Joe Gacy. But before the match, Sean Spears attacks Joe Gacy. There's some beef there. And it comes to a ref stoppage. Oba Femi walking out strong. You know, he wants to show that he can put the hurt on people. There was a backstage segment with Ava going the trick, saying, you know, basically the same thing. Like, we know we want to keep the peace for now. And you guys fight at Stand and Deliver. Lyra's backstage with Tatum. Tatum's like, what was that? That's not you. And Lyra's like, I got to do what I got to do to hold this championship. Even if I have to dig into a different place, you know, I to be a different person, I will do what I can to hold this championship and walk out of Stand and Deliver still as champion. Next up, we got Ariana Grace versus Rhea Sinclair. I'm really getting impressed with Ariana Grace. I didn't care for the whole pageant stuff or Miss NXT or whatever the fuck they were doing. But she can go, and she got chopped bad. But Ariana Grace got the win over Rhea Sinclair, and now we have Ilya Dragunov and Tony D'Angelo, Dinner Part 3. I really liked it. You know, and my favorite thing about this whole feud, and well, in this moment when they're talking to each other, Tony grabs that broken hand of Ilya, and he's like, hey, I could have taken you out before we even sat down. I could have taken you out before that. You know, I can make things happen, and I'm going to take that championship away from you. I'm going to break you. And Ilya laughs. He's like, everyone has said that, but is it going to happen? And Tony gets up and he's like, hey, see you at Stand and Deliver. And there you go. There's your last supper. And I was like, damn. Ooh, I got goosebumps. Ooh, I got goosebumps right now just thinking of it. So, then Ava is backstage. Here comes Joe Gacy crawling. He's like, I want Sean Spears. So they're going to be on the countdown show for Stand and Deliver. Then next up, we got Blair Davenport versus Sol Roca? I don't know. I don't care. But she won over my girl, Blair. I think that's why I was kind of pissed. I was like, oh, it was a quick roll up, you know, but I like Blair Davenport. I want Blair Davenport to move up. That's what I want her to do because there's a lot of talent there. And now Trick and Carmelo are headed to the ring. And we go backstage once more with Dijak, Josh Briggs, And here comes Oba, hyping up more of that triple threat match for the North American Championship. Now, let's get down to it. Trick and Mello, face-to-face, going back and forth on the mic. Trick saying we're brothers. But I like how Mello broke it down. He's like, hey, think of it like this. The NXT Championship was my girl, and the North America Championship was your girl. And what happened is you, Trick, went behind my back to get my girl, you know. And he's like, I didn't do that to you. And that's how I knew you would betray me, and I had to betray you first. And this is personal. And they get in each other's face. And, of course, it breaks down to a fight. And this show ends with the ring filled with superstars, NXT superstars. And they get down and dirty. And it just and everyone just starts fighting each other. That was the best part about it. It's like they were meant to go out there to hold back Trick and Mello. But then everyone just started fighting each other and started swinging. So that's the way we end the show. I got to say, I was pretty impressed with this NXT go-home show, and Vic Joseph, Booker T really are the soundtrack to NXT, and they make it all great, and I love Booker's like, yeah, let's get down, no water. You know, I forgot his name, but hey. Match of the night, I got to give it to Gallows, Anderson versus Axiom, and Nathan Frazier versus LWO. That was a good tag team triple threat, and I'm excited for Stand and Deliver. I give this show 4 out of 5, you know, just because, one, it is a go-home show. Two, there is a lot to unpack in this show. Favorite moment of the night is the Supernova Sessions, Lyra and Roxanne's promos against each other. That was some good stuff. And now, and like I said, 4 out of 5. A little bit better than Raw, just because Raw, like, it, I have a lot invested in a lot of things, and I just, you go listen to that review, and you'll understand. Now, episode 1, WWE Speed. I think I'll just attach these to the NXT reviews, because they'll drop every Wednesday. It's a tournament, of course it is, and they're going to crown the next Speed champion, and it's a 3-minute match with Corey Graves on commentary. Our first match of WWE Speed is Ricochet versus Dragon Lee. And it definitely, it's cool. It's a cool concept. You know, it's a race against the clock. We've seen these type of things before. But now we're going to do the Speed Champion. Who's fast enough? And I think what's great is it pushes these WWE superstars out of their comfort zone to speed things up, not your traditional wrestling matches. And with athletics like Ricochet and Dragon Lee going out there doing crazy things, going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth in that 3-minute round, it's pretty cool. I like it. So next up, next week is going to be Axiom versus JD McDonagh. And I'm like, all right, okay, I'm down. This is sort of like a cruiserweight sort of thing, you know, but I really do. I really thought the concept was cool. I like the 3 minutes. Corey Graves on commentary was fine. But of course, it's a tournament. And I just kind of laughed at that. I was like, Speed Champion? What? Oh, I'm the fastest. But it's pretty cool. So go check it out. It's on X right now. It's a quick watch. Fun match. And Ricochet got the win. And they mentioned Clash at the Castle is in Glasgow, Scotland. So that's a big show to look forward to. That's it. That's all. Drop your comments below. Hit that like. Hit that subscribe. Tell me what you thought of NXT. Tell me what you thought of WWE Speed if you watched it. It's only 3 minutes. And there's literally no intro. There's literally no outro. It's a 3-minute match. Damn, boom, boom, damn, bell, ding. That's it. That's all. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, it literally is Speed. Speed is involved in this because it's a quick watch. All right, y'all. Like and subscribe. Share with your grandma. Share with your grandpa. Share with the bum down at Walmart. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com/NewWorldPodcast. Get yourself that sweet NWP logo created by Penta X. And remember that the New World Podcast is for life.
As much as I want to be excited about that, happy about that, I'm having a hard time because I'm going to war with the man I used to call my brother.